is a pasuk in the Hatecha Teichecha. Vayisa meshuga mimare einecha asher tireh. It will be meshuga from that which you see. So I guess the simple understanding of the pasuk is the things a person will be exposed to will be so overwhelming that he can drive a person to the point of shigoyom. Laolena people during the last war had to be exposed to tremendously difficult emotional situations to the point that some of the people were not able to maintain their emotional health, their mental health. Pashas the Klal is much more broad than that. The situations that Klaisa will be in will endless cause us to be not have a real understanding of the situation, not be able to focus in and get it straight, be so overwhelming that a person can't get a real handle on it. There is a Dubna Magid says that there are two types of meshugah. He says the following point: there are two types of meshugoyim. There's a person who's a meshugana who walks around believing that he's normal, and he thinks everybody else is a meshugana. Everybody else around him realizes that the fellow is really off. He's not getting it. But he himself is under the impression that he's fine. There's a person sometimes who's acting Meshuggah. He's Meshuggah. And he realizes that he's acting Meshuggah, but he feels that he can't change. He knows what he's doing is ridiculous, but he feels he has no ability to change. He gives an example. Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings this to the Maggid down, and he gives an example. Between an onion and an usher, so the pasuk says in Mishlei that both of them are tremendous nisyonos for a person. So a person who is an usher and spends his whole life running after money, there's elements of what he does. People from the outside simply look at it, we stop and think with an intelligent view. It doesn't seem to be a logical thing that the person is doing. Does he really need so much more money? Does he need to spend all his time in it? Why is it so important to him? Like the guy, you feel the guy is sort of like just really not thinking rationally. He's just been crazed by the sight of money to the point that he's acting in ways that are not intelligent. But the person himself doesn't see it like that. He sees that that's called normal, and we just don't get it. The Ani also spends the majority of his life running after money. But the Ani will tell you, you know, I wish I wasn't like that. I wish I didn't have to spend so much time running after money. I wish I could have more time to spend with my family. I wish I could have more time to learn, to daven. And he'll give you a lot of different things that he wishes he was wishes he could do, which you won't hear from the usher necessarily. The usher says, I wish I had more time to daven. So have more time to daven. I have to take care of my business. You know. But the Ani doesn't have that problem. He has the clarity. So the klal is v'isa meshuga, the Maggid says, you're going to be meshuga, but mimareinach l'tzer tereh, you're going to see that you're meshuga. But I guess the greatest shigoyan is a person realizes he's meshuga, and the greatest pain of the shigoyan is a person realizes he's meshuga and feels that he can't change, feels he's locked in, he's stuck. We do things, you know, we wish we could have him better. We still keep getting up at the same time, so we end up running through davening. So that's not strange. That's strange. I wish I had more time to learn. I wish I was nicer to my wife. But I keep doing the same actions again and again. They quote Einstein to saying that point that insanity is continuing doing the same thing time and time again, expecting to get different results. You have to look for a different way of doing it. But instead, we remain with our meshugas. We feel like we don't let ourselves be defined and stuck in a hole and doing the same things over and over again, hoping for a different result, vis-a-vis things which we know are important. So we know that we don't want them to be like that. And that's the klal which the Teichecha is giving over here. Have a good Shabbos.